O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu luz check engine, luz ABS o luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Different occasions, meetings and outings have different dress codes. Nowadays, you can open an invitation to somewhere and read smart casual or cocktail or business attire. But what does any of that mean?
You would wear an odd suit, we call it, sports jacket, trouser, something that doesn't match in fabric. Always wear something contrasting. If it's dark at the top, wear something light or vice versa. And it gives you that nice, casual, nearly formal look.
This is Australia Explained, and I'm your host, Maram Ismail. In this episode, we simplify the most popular dress codes so you know what to wear, when to wear it, and how to express your style while still adhering to the occasion's dress code. You'll often see a dress code included on a party or event invitation. It might read something like black tie or smart casual. Dress codes help us to meet the expectations of the host and set the tone of an event. They are a useful guide because what we may consider to be overdressing could actually be considered underdressing by someone else. It's important that you do a bit of research, especially if no dress code is specified, and there is no shame in asking the host what to wear. Kudrat Makar, creative director at fashion label Mastani, says,
I would definitely double-check the dress code. I have learned it the hard way as well. I think coming from an Indian background, especially when we get invited to a wedding, historically, we've grown up going to weddings overdressed, but it's because everyone's overdressed. We don't feel overdressed. I think inherently in Australia, everyone's underdressed.
And that's why dress codes exist. But before breaking down the most common dress codes for you, Melbourne-based bespoke tailor Joshua Ton says there are some general rules we can follow even when we have no idea about dress codes.
Darker colours for more formal events, lighter colours for less formal. For women, something longer if it's more formal. So below knee, usually those are good rules.
Lisa Stockman is a Melbourne-based personal stylist who assists people with fashion and wardrobe advice, and she understands dress codes. She says the most formal we're likely to experience in Australia is black tie. This is an elegant dress code popular at weddings, award ceremonies, and charity galas.
And those are events where men would be expected to wear a black tuxedo, a white shirt, a bow tie and dress shoes. Women would be expected to wear a floor-length gown. And often those gowns are quite heavy fabrics. And a lot of women would wear heels to that event.
Next, there is formal, also known as black tie optional. It's less formal than black tie, but can be a bit vague because of its increasingly flexible interpretation. It's common at weddings, formal dinners, and corporate events. For men, a suit and collared shirt is considered appropriate attire, Ms. Stockman says.
And most men in a formal occasion will wear either a bow tie or a tie. Although increasingly in Australia, a lot of men don't wear ties, which can also be confusing, but they may add a pocket square. They definitely would wear dress shoes and a shirt. And for women, it doesn't need to be a floor-length gown, but it usually would be a longer dress or sometimes a pantsuit made from a really beautiful fabric.
Cocktail and semi-formal attire are common dress codes for weddings, cocktail parties, engagement parties, work functions, and milestone birthdays. Semi-formal is considered more reserved and classic, while cocktail can be more festive.
And this dress code really does bridge the gap between formal and casual. So most men here would wear a suit, but it doesn't have to be a dark one. And a lot of men in Australia wouldn't wear a tie in this situation. For women, it's far more open to interpretation here. So a dress could be really any length. Again, you could wear a pantsuit or a jumpsuit.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Lux Check Engine, Lux ABS o Lux de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Unlike the semi-formal dress code, cocktail attire can be more fun and an expression of your personality. If your wardrobe is limited or you're unsure, Joshua Ton believes that one garment can safely service most of these formal dress codes.
So suiting, females and males or all genders can wear it, and really use different fabric or colours if you're unsure about the actual dress codes. So wear a suit that's a different colour or a different fabric that you think will match that code.
Accessories such as jewellery, a tie or pocket square can help elevate your outfit to a more formal interpretation. Less formal, again, is smart casual. This dress code can be vague because it bridges the gap between everyday wear, so something you would wear to the park and something more formal, Ms. Stockman says.
Typically, men in Australia here would wear chinos or really smart jeans with no rips, some sort of button-down shirt, a sports jacket, loafers or driving shoes. And for women, they might wear a coordinated set, so a matching top and pants, for example. They could wear jeans that are a dark denim, a nice dress, skirt, boots. You don't necessarily need to wear heels.
And lastly, casual attire, the least formal of the dress codes. Context is key. Is it a casual day in the office or a barbecue?
And here I would say this is all other events where you can wear denim. Usually when it's a casual event, I would suggest not wearing flip-flops or thongs or ripped clothing, but anything that you feel good in yourself that's nice and presentable.
Mr. Ton likes to follow one simple rule for casual, or his personal favourite, semi-casual dressing. The less formal an event, the more contrast we can introduce into our outfits.
You would wear an odd suit, we call it, sports jacket, trouser, something that doesn't match in fabric. So I'd wear something, always wear something contrasting. If it's dark at the top, wear something light or vice versa. And it gives you that nice, casual, nearly formal look. And with sports jacket and trousers, you don't need to wear a tie.
What if you're wanting to express your culture through your outfit? Expressing culture does not mean you must wear a traditional outfit, Ms. Makar says. Instead, you can play on small elements.
Coming from an Indian background, I have been invited to a lot of those events where it is a black tie, for example, but I really want to still pay a little ode to my culture, and I would do it through details. It could be accessories, you know, I would put a really beautiful necklace which has some sense of heirloom connected to it. I would wear a pattern or a fabric, but in a silhouette which is acceptable. You know, it could be a blazer, it could be very simple dress, but it would have that pattern to it, or you know, a textile would be sort of hand-loomed silk, for example.
Naturally, it's not the end of the world if you can't meet the dress code. Ultimately, Mr. Ton stresses, the host will appreciate you turning up when invited.
So I think making the effort is also important. So really, if you don't understand it, just wear what you can, wear what you think is appropriate, because you'd rather turn up and respect the event or the person. I think that's more important.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Compagnoni, hosted, mixed and sound designed by me, Maram Ismail. Australia Explained managing editor is Rosa Garmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.